I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
You are tuning into the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the Angels and Healing Light Show. Sit back, relax, and be open to receive the angelic messages and healing channeled through your host, Laura Romero.
Hey, welcome back to another Angels and Healing Light Show. It's the Angel Hour again. Yay! One of my favorite times of the day is any time that I spend with the angels is one of my favorites. So welcome back. It's Monday already. And June 14th, I'm celebrating Flag Day today by wearing my little American flag shirt that no one can probably see, but I'm celebrating my country with honoring Flag Day today. What a great place to be. Hello, Richard. Good to have you here as always. Thank you very much. Oh, goodness. Everybody having, a good weekend, I hope. Lots going on all over the world, but I hope yours was very, very good and productive and fruitful and fun and, just all kinds of good things for you. Hey, Ruth. Hey, everybody. Ruth is going to be on my show next Monday night. I believe that's next Monday night, the 21st. Yes, it is. So Ruth Saltman from Transformational Soul is going to be my very special guest. And I'm sure talk about our angels and books and transformation, so many beautiful things. So please check in next Monday night for the Ruth Saltman as my special guest that evening. It's going to be a great show. Heaven, I love working with other angel readers, angel people. It's usually a lot of fun and a very joyful experience. So please join us then. I want to say a special hello to my mom, and I'm going to start off tonight's show by doing a reading for my mom. So everybody say hi, Mom. All right. So, but let's start off a little prayer first. We ask God to surround each and every one of us with love, with the wisdom that we need, with the insight that we need to see, with the healing energy that we need, for ourselves and for our loved ones, for guidance. Archangel Michael, please surround each and every one of us with your healing and protective light. With Archangel Gabriel, please help each and every one of us get the messages that we need for our own highest and greatest good, as well as helping others receive the messages that they need to hear. Archangel Raphael, please remind us of the beauty in things, the silver lining in every cloud, the beauty that surrounds us every day. Archangel Raphael, I ask for your healing energy for all and any that need your healing. And everyone, reminder, you have a guardian angel with you every moment of every day. So don't forget to talk to your angel, your guardian angel throughout the day. That angel is there to help you, to guide you, to give you nudges. So don't forget to check in a couple times a day, especially when things are getting a little bit crazy. Just check in with your angel for some calming, some gratitude, some gifts from your angel. And that is a reminder from your guardian angel. All right. And Richard and Tiffany say, hello, Mom. I don't think she can read the, and Ruth, I don't think she can read the comments here, but I'll read them for you. All right. So that begins our show. You know, anytime you start doing any kind of work where you want to connect with higher realms, it's always good to surround yourself in that beautiful bubble of light. And it just feels so wonderful anyway. All right, so let's see. Oh, okay. So the first card is from our Mom. This one's for you. The first card is from the, and this is actually from the Angel Therapy deck, which is another beautiful one. So this one is a card from Archangel Raphael shining this beautiful light. And Archangel Raphael is supporting your healing. Archangel Raphael is sending you healing energy along with your guardian angel, loved ones in spirit, the divine healing team from the celestial realms, and all of the angels are surrounding you with healing and loving light and lifting you up into the higher vibrations and helping you release anything that isn't for your highest and greatest good, helping release toxins from your body, from your environment, helping you release any cords and attachments that don't serve you any longer. And they're helping you to remember that you are surrounded by love, you are surrounded by light, you are surrounded by all that is good. And let's see, I think we have one more card coming from this deck for you. I'm just doing some shuffling here. Oh, there it is. There it is. This is another beautiful card from the Ascended Masters. The Ascended Masters are many, and they are powerful teachers and guides for each and every one of us. And they are reminding you of their loving energy. They're watching over you, and they're guiding you. They're also teaching you. They're also reminding you. But the healing energy is coming through very strongly for you, Mom. So that is from the Ascended Masters and Archangel Raphael. And I think we have a message from Archangel Michael for you. Oh, there we are. Too many card decks here, Mom. All right, so Archangel Michael, what message do you have for Mom? It's coming. I can feel it. Oh, there it is. There it is. All right. So Archangel Michael's message for you is writing about your thoughts and feelings and asking Archangel Michael, the prayer is to thank you for helping me tap into my God-given creativity and wisdom so that you can clearly express yourself and get insight, get blessings, and get healing. So getting help from Archangel Michael to tap into your God-given creativity and wisdom so that you can express yourself and get insight, blessings, and healing. It's just such a beautiful, soft light. I love this card. So that's your message from Archangel Michael. Aww. All right, I hope you like that. Alrighty. Hey, Robin, how nice to have you back here. And let's see. So, let's see here. So we had a few of you join our spiritual message circle on Saturday. How did you like that? I know I had a lot of fun with it. And we had Melissa, we had Ruth, we had Carol Ann, and we had myself with Tiffany leading the band, so to speak. And it was a lot of fun. So I hope you can come on in for the next one, which is two Saturdays from now. But if you're not familiar with them, what they are is an opportunity for you to get readings from anywhere between 3 and 5 of us professional spiritual advisors. We're all professionals. And we are healers. We are psychics. We're intuitives. We're teachers. We're leaders. And we are here to help you find your place, a higher place in life, and help you get there. So this is a great opportunity if you don't want to set up perhaps a personal reading with one of us, a one-on-one. This is a great opportunity to get a message from all of us that are there in the circle. It's a lot of fun. And what's really interesting is that many times, you know, the angels will just keep validating and validating and validating. And I can't tell you how many times and in how many different ways they will find in order to do that. It's pretty phenomenal stuff. So check it out when you get a chance to check us out on Goldilocks Productions, and also take a look at the VIP section there. Become one of our VIP Patreons. There's a lot of benefits to that. And Richard, thank you very much for your super sticker. You are as kind as always. Super sticker is a way that you can help support us and help support our production costs. So it is something that helps us readers. So thank you very much for doing that. All right. So Richard, let's do a little reading for you. And, you know, I think I'm going to work with, this deck. I have 4 or 5 decks in front of me here tonight. So I just go by how they guide me. And with all of my decks, they just say, nope, not that one. Yes, that one. Yes, nope. All right. So I asked the angels what message they have for Richard's highest and greatest good. Whoa, that one went flying by. Oh, this is beautiful. Richard, this is from the angel Indriel. And this message is reminding you that you are a light worker. God needs you to shine your divine light and love like an angel upon the earth and all of its inhabitants. And you know, I remember getting some messages similar to that about how you shine your light on others and help cheer them up and lift them and how important you are. Also, Archangel Gabriel is saying that you have an important life purpose involving communication and the arts. So if you require help from Archangel Gabriel, she is always there to help you get through any insecurities, any doubts, any fears. Archangel Gabriel is the angel that is known for, one of the things she's known for is communication, helping us communicate, helping us get the messages that we need from the divine, but also is a healing angel. Archangel Gabriel's light is a beautiful white light, energies of your beautiful white light. So that is your message, Richard. Thank you very much. Oh boy, I love working with these angels. So, you know, the angels have so much to tell us. So it's really, I'm really glad that you're all here tonight and every night, but the angels have so much to tell us. There is so much we can learn from them. And they're always ready to teach. They're always teaching, always guiding. It's hard to hear them sometimes or to understand their messages. Let's be clear about that. It's not always easy. But when you keep working at it, it makes it easier. And if you have doubts or you are unsure, ask for validation, ask for clarification. Believe me, you'll get it. And they are willing to teach us as much as we can take in at any given time. As we each have a purpose in this life, many of us have the purpose of being of service to others in many, many different ways. Some days may seem mundane. Some days it may seem like, you know, not making any progress or that the work that you do is not important. But the truth is, each and every one of you are very important, and you all have a very important life purpose that you came into this earth with. You came into this world with this purpose. So if you feel that you know what your purpose is and that you're working on it, understand that you're being divinely guided to help complete it to its highest level. If you're unsure what your life purpose is, the angels are always giving you little nudges and little hints. If you are interested in completing or working on that life purpose, I will tell you that we have many times more than one life purpose. Sometimes our life purpose is being a parent, or a spouse, or a child, which may sound very mundane, but it's not, neither of those are easy jobs, are they? And then at times when that purpose has been fulfilled, it's time to start something new. So we have many, I think we all have many missions, we have many purposes, and one of them, of course, is to live in joy. It's to be very joyful. So make sure that you remember to live in joy. Make sure that you look for the opportunities to experience joy, to live in joy. That is a gift from God. And it's available for you in every direction. You always have the choice to whether you want to be in joy or not. And it is your choice to do that. So if you are not in joy, then why not? What can you do to change it? Is there anything that you can do to bring joy, that beautiful energy, that beautiful high vibration of joy into your life, into your world, into your heart, into your eyes? Living in joy is very, very important. There are angels of joy that will help you. If you are having trouble, ask your angels of joy to help you have more joy in your life. And they will come to you with laughter, with fun, many different ways to show you that joy is there for you at any moment of every day. The angels always remind us of being patient. Oh, good old patience, right? The angel of patience is reminding us it's time to learn, to study, to gather information. Because as a student, as we're always a student through life, right? In the future, you're going to take this knowledge and turn it into action. So what you're learning now, you are going to be putting into action. So be patient if you are not seeing the results of what you want right away. All right. So Robin says she is sorry she missed the spiritual show on Saturday. She had her own group readings going on. Well, that's cool, Robin. That's very cool. Ruth says, yes, her life purpose has changed many times throughout her life. As one purpose is fulfilled, another one reveals itself. Absolutely, absolutely correct. And you know what's really hard about that is sometimes we feel that it's coming, that there's a change coming, and but we don't know what that change is. But that anticipation of wondering, what is it? I know. What am I supposed to leave behind? Come on, hurry up and get here. It's back to this card about patience. You know, we have to be patient and wait for the right timing. Oh, my goodness. The reason that, when one purpose ends, another begins. And we take the knowledge and the experience that we've gained working so hard to help us with the next mission. So don't worry, you're never floundering. All righty. Miss Ruth would love a message. Oh, you betcha. All right. So let's, okay, there's one. And this one is Messages from Your Angels. This is the deck I'm using, Messages from Your Angels, an oldie but a goodie, one of my favorites. Okay, this next card for Ruth, please. There it is. All right, Ruth. Grace and Antoinette are the angels that are coming to tell you to help heal a situation. Look at things from the other person's point of view. I'm not so sure if this is actually about healing. I'm not sure this is about healing, but you'll understand it, I think, Ruth. But the important thing is helping the other person see something with a view of compassion. So that's your first card. The second card is from the angel Aurora. Oh, this is nice too. You are flying high right now, Ruth, which may threaten others, but do not descend because others will soon be inspired by your example. Well, I think we're already inspired by your example. There's no doubt about that. The example of your perseverance and your faith and your courage and doing what you do, your book writing, you have a great show and you're getting your word, your mission out there in so many different ways. So don't descend because others are being inspired by your example. You're asking me to pull one more card for you. Well, there it is. She is. Oh, okay, so this one, gorgeous, gorgeous horse, isn't it? The Mystique horse, Mystique. Keep charging ahead. Don't take no for an answer and expect miraculous solutions to appear. Yeah. Excellent. So there you go, Ruth. Hope you enjoy that. And this deck, I'm done with. So we'll put that away for the rest of the day. All righty. Richard says, yeah, took some time for yourself with your car, has been in the shop. Oh, good for you. Gotta get time for yourself. Got to. When we don't take time for ourselves, what happens? Well, we get tired. We get cranky. We get tired. We get cranky. We get tired. We get cranky. Oh, yeah, and we get tired and cranky. But it's difficult to, for our health. Of course, that goes without saying, but it's always a good reminder because when you get caught up in things so much, you just kind of lose track. And then the next thing you know, maybe you're experiencing things that you weren't paying close attention to. Excuse me. So it's good to take time for yourself. It's good to take time for yourself sometimes and just be, just listen to nothing sometimes. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm glad you got an opportunity. And while your car was, in the shop, Richard, then you made good use of that time, right? So you got the silver lining in that cloud, didn't you? Good for you. Ruth says, thank you so much. Great cards and messages. Well, you are most welcome. You are very welcome. Hello, Colleen. Nice to have you here. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome. So taking time for ourselves, remembering to check in with your guardian angel throughout the day. Oh, so important to do. But how many of us do that? How many of you talk to your guardian angel throughout the day? I'd love to know if you do. Do you just random times when you first get up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night, when do you check in with your guardian angel and ask your guardian angel for messages throughout the day? Is there anything I need to know right now? And sometimes asking that question to your guardian angel, is there anything that I need to know right now? Sometimes that will just, the answer will come to you in a feeling, a beautiful wave of light, of love, of peace, of tranquility. It just depends, but give it a try. If you don't remember to do this, and it's hard to remember sometimes since they're typically not visibly right in front of us or sending us regular texts, you know, ask your angels to remind you of their presence. And maybe they do it through showing you numbers, repetitive numbers, or feathers, or clouds. It's one of my favorites. Is I see so many angel shapes in the clouds. It is amazing. And I love watching the sky, especially at sunset. And there's so many colors and so many things happening with the sun setting and the winds picking up from the solar winds picking up and the colors just going crazy. So I love watching the sky, and I see so many beautiful angel clouds. It's really a beautiful thing. So Robin says she's getting the chills. I have many angels and spirits around me. Yeah. Yeah, it makes me happy. Thank you for telling me that. Let's see. Colleen wants to know if I would have a message for her. Sure, you bet you, Colleen. Robin says that she talks to her angels and guides all the time, and you try to spirit right every night. Beautiful. That's excellent, Robin. Ruth talks to her, all of her angels. Good. It makes a difference, doesn't it? Those beings from the divine realms help keep us grounded, which I think is sort of like an oxymoron. All right, let's see. Miss Colleen, a message for you. It's going to come from the fairy deck. I'm going to use the fairy deck for you. Beautiful. Ruth says, yes, it does make a difference. All right, so let's ask, what messages does Colleen need to know for her highest and greatest good? Well, first of all, Colleen, I'm getting a really sharp pain in my right temple, so I don't know if you had a headache or you have something going on there, but let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that. Let's let that one go. Ask the angels to come and scoop that out. Okay, that's better. No headaches. Woo! Okay, there you go. Colleen, your very first card is the card of ego. And it's about an illusion of being trapped, getting caught up in fear or worry, and placing too much emphasis on material things. It's a beautiful card, isn't it? But this illusion of being trapped is, I think, one that we can all relate to. But that's the thing to remember, is that it is just an illusion, and it's an illusion of our own making. So try to see beyond the boundary that you believe is holding you in, you will find that fear and worry are the biggest boundaries. Secondly, this beautiful card, the Three of Autumn. Following your passion when it comes to doing things, your career, things you love, be the best at all you do. It's all about creativity. It's about creating. It's about following your passion when it comes to your career and being the best that you, being the best at what you do is where the passion comes in. Because when you're passionate about something, you know, when you're really passionate, no one can do it better than you. No one. Because you are just, it's just so much in your heart and soul. All right, I hope that, let's see one more for you, Colleen, from this deck. Let's see what else. There you go. And the last one for you, Colleen, is from the Empress. The Empress card is reminding you, isn't she beautiful? It is time to take action. And here we are talking about creativity again and success that allows for a life of luxury. So it's a number three card again. So here we go. Creativity, taking control of things, being the best at what you can be. All about creativity, giving birth to ideas, having confidence in yourself, taking action on that confidence. And remember that being trapped is just merely an illusion. So go ahead and break out of that little trap and start creating your heart's desire. It's important for you to follow what you're passionate at or passionate about. All right, Colleen, that one is for you. All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Richard says, I need to work on talking to my guardian angel. Yeah, you know, Richard, it's not difficult, but the thing is remembering, like I say, just remembering, because we typically don't have a lot of notification from them. We have to institute it. We have to be the ones to start it. But once you do, and honestly, ask them for reminders and you will get it. And Robin says, your angels and guides would like for you to talk to them every day, Richard. It helps enlighten your soul. It helps enlighten your soul and it helps lighten your load as well. That is correct, Robin. I agree with you 100%. They do want you to talk to them every day because... Why? Because they're here for you. They are here for you for the most complicated to the most simple questions or problems or concerns or just as simple as hanging out. Hang out, listen to some music with me. Hang out and watch the sunset with me. Just hang out. Hey, how are you doing, Guardian Angel? I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here helping me every single day. I'm so blessed. Bam, there, you just talk to your guardian angel. And the more you do that, the more you will do that. It just gets to be second nature because what happens is you will start to get a reaction almost immediately. And it's phenomenal. But it's just a matter of remembering. So ask your guardian angel to remind you, Richard. But I promise you that if you do, your angel will remind you. Yeah, we all get busy and forget, don't we? We all do. All right, so let's see. We're down to three decks. I'm down to using 1, 2, 4 decks now. But those other two are done. All right, Robin gets busy. You know, I do too. But like Robin writing down, trying to do spirit writing every night, that's a really beautiful way to talk to your angels because you can write down questions that you have. You can write down concerns. You can just make, you know, a list of 10 questions you would like answered by your guardian angel. Start with 3, start with 5. But write down some questions you'd like and then spend some time meditating on that. There is... but you have to make sure and write the answers down because you won't remember them. And it's really important for you to be able to look back and see how this communication develops. So writing down some questions or writing down some notes, or you know what, just tell them how you feel about them. That is an incredible thing, is sit down and write to your guardian angel how you feel about them. Oh, wow. And watch what happens. Just watch what happens. Ooh. It's just like, wow, the whole world just goes on fire with a beautiful way. So thank you, Robin. She loves the lipstick I'm wearing. Thank you very much. That is my Mary Kay Raspberry Ice. Thank you very much. It's one of my favorites. All righty. So here's a card from Archangel Zadkiel, reminding us to soften our heart to things, to people, and especially to ourselves. Thank you, Tiffany. Yep, she's posted my Mary Kay website. Oh, thank you for doing that, Tiffany. Lots of great things on there. Oh, my goodness. I love this beautiful card, too, because this reminds us to have compassion, not only to ourselves, not only to others, but to ourselves. And when we don't, or when we forget, or we don't know how, the angels are here to help us do that. I love that. Oh, Robin's mom used to be a Mary Kay rep. Oh, well, beautiful. Beautiful. I love that company. I really, really do. I think they're amazing. It's just amazing. You know, the products, the people, the attitudes that they have, they're amazing. You know, they show you stories all the time of ladies that were just, you know, unhappy, or even gentlemen. They have some gentlemen representatives now too. They just help you make it to wherever you want to make it to. And it's all up to you, but whatever you want, that leadership is there, and it's all positive, and they just empower you from one side down another. And I just think that's fantastic. It's one of the things I love about them. Yeah. Okay. This one I love too. So this card, I'm not sure who this is for. Yeah, we love our lipstick. That's right. We do. Yes, we do. I've got a whole basket full of it. And that's part of the artist in me too. You know, I love color. So I'm always looking for some new color. Archangel Sandalphon is reminding all of us, this card is for everybody, to be gentle with yourselves. And this goes back to the compassion card that we just saw from Archangel Zadkiel too. Be gentle with yourself. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments, and have compassion for yourself and others. The Archangel Sandalphon is the angel that helps get our prayers to heaven and helps get them heard. He's the intermediary that helps put those on the zip line and get those up there fast. He's also the angel that helps artists, musicians, actors, writers, singers, anybody that's in the creative arts and the expressive arts is the angel for them. But he's reminding us all, just as Archangel Zadkiel is reminding us all, to be gentle on ourselves, have compassion for ourselves. Laura's wearing my colors. That navy blue, Robin, or is this my red, white, and blue celebrating the flag day? Oh, look, what else came up again? Patience. Okay. Who's not being patient out there? Raise your hand. This is the second time we've had a card of patience coming up. And remember when this came up a little while ago, it was about the things that we're learning and the things that we're going to do with them, with the things that we learn. So Archangel Jophiel here is saying, you know, your dreams are blooming faster than you can see, but you need to be patient because a garden doesn't grow overnight. You have to water it. You have to prune it. You have to give it some Reiki. You have to give it some love. You have to give it some sunlight. It's got to get some rain. It has to be pollinated and visited by the bats, the bugs, the bees, all of those things. All of this takes time. So keep in mind that your dreams are coming, your dreams are blooming, but it requires patience it requires patience. Wow. When the angels start giving us repetitive messages, that means that somebody out there needs to hear that message. Really hear it. Because if you're not hearing it, they'll just keep talking about it until you'll say, oh, I get it. I get it. I get it. All righty. Robin, this is for you, if you don't mind. These two cards are from Archangel Azrael. Archangel Azrael is the angel that helps us with major changes and transitions in our lives. But in this particular card, he's bringing a message from your loved ones in heaven and telling you, no worries, no worries. Don't worry about them. They are fine, and they are sending you love and blessings. And the second card, she says, yay. The second card is comfort from Archangel Azrael. And Archangel Azrael is telling you that he is with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. It's a beautiful card. I can feel this hug from Archangel Azrael. Archangel Azrael is, I've talked about him before, is one of my favorite angels. He's got a very compassionate and warm energy. It's just peaceful. And he is the angel that helps us, escorts us to heaven. But he also escorts us into earth. So when we come into this world, he helps us. When we leave this world, he helps us. And he does it with love and compassion. But he also helps us through other kind of major transitions. Maybe moving, any kind of major transition in your life, Archangel Azrael is there to help make that transition easier, more graceful, more peaceful. But so compassionate, so comforting, so warm, just an incredible energy. And I have used Archangel Azrael in quite a few situations, and all I can tell you is it's like being wrapped up in a big, warm, fluffy blanket and hugged. It's just fantastic. Phenomenal angel. I love Archangel Azrael. Colleen says she needed that message. Well, excellent. And Robin says, beautiful. Thank you so much. You are very welcome. Hey, that's what I'm here for. And you need to move. Well, you know what? Ask Archangel Azrael and Archangel Michael to help you with that, Robin. Michael's really good about that, too. I don't know if you guys can hear my dog snoring behind. She's laying behind me. She snores like a drunken sailor. I don't know if you can hear her, but it's pretty funny. She's a very loud snorer. This is our little yellow lab that came walking up to our door about the end of November. She just showed up one day wearing a collar, wagging her tail, foaming at the mouth. It was a hot day, and she was so hot and so thirsty. She had wounds on her back. She had fleas that had been with her for quite some time. But I think the consensus is, after trying so hard to find her home, is that somebody just dumped her. But she walked up to our door, and, you know, it's just like she's been here all her life. And she's a funny dog. She's very determined. And I know that's how she got to where she did, is because of her determination. Oh, boy, can she snore. And Robin says she hears her. I almost ask, yep, that's little Lola. She's so funny. Oh God, she's funny. They're awful. All my dogs are funny. They're like it's like a comedy show around here. Linnell, welcome back. Long time no see. Robin says she wanted to have you as her mom. Yeah, she picked the right house. I'll tell you what, we have three other dogs and a cat. And it was so beautiful because all my other dogs were very, very gentle with her. And they were just just so gentle with her, even though it's another female. So now we have three females and one male, and they were just so kind to her, and then just let her fit, just helped her fit right in. And you could tell she has a little PTSD that crops up from time to time, but she knows that she is safe and very loved and spoiled and protected. And we just love her to death. She's just hilarious. Your ears are humming with all that love. Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of love that goes around this house. A lot of love. We just have an interesting zoo. It's just a zoo. As I told my husband, I said, taking care of these dogs, all these animals, is almost a full-time job. It's feed me, pet me, play with me, let me in, let me out. Feed me, pet me, play with me, let me in, let me out. Feed me, pet me, play with me, let me in, let me out. And it's not all four at the same time. They all have different times. I just have to laugh. Okay. Okay, who's moving? I mean, who's changing jobs? Who's thinking about it? Richard, her dog, your mom's dog, Luna, loves seeing you. Well, why wouldn't she, Richard? You probably give her lots and lots of love. Who's thinking about changing jobs? Archangel Samuel, the angel of love, is telling you that your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So if somebody has been thinking about making some changes, it's your life purpose that's guiding you, then ask Archangel Samuel to help you see what that is. Whoa, look, it just came up again. Did you see that? Okay. So, again, this is being brought to someone's attention. So if you're thinking of making a career change, that would be Archangel Samuel, the angel of love. Okay. It's changing right in front of your eyes. You're giving up. Oh, Robin, you gave up cleaning and doing more spiritual readings. Well, you know, that is excellent. Cleaning's hard work. Goodness gracious, it's hard work. Spiritual readings, good for you. So Archangel Samuel is helping you with that. Yes, you just started, Robin just started her spiritual business. That's been a little while, so not so long ago, like a month ago or so, right? Robin, a month or two ago. So good. Whatever we can do to help you, you know, that's what we're here for. That is what we're here for, is to help each other on that path. Oh, you also do hair. Well, you need to come and do mine. Come on over. I don't know where you live, but if you're anywhere near where I live, come on over. This card. Oh, this is perfect. This is actually perfect right now. Archangel Jeremiah, life review. Take inventory of your life and change or heal anything that's unbalanced. And that's exactly what Robin has just done. Make the change into a thing that doesn't work for you. I mean, that didn't come out right. Make the change to get rid of the thing that doesn't work for you. Sometimes we have to do things that are not our favorite for a while until we can get on to our passion or our purpose. But doing a life review will help us figure that out. What steps we need to take, what direction. And that is going to be, Archangel Jeremiah helping with that. So, Anna, how are you? Nice to have you here, my friend. Long time. It's been a long time. She said she just came on when that card came up twice. All right. That's fantastic. Oh, good. And Robin has major chills. You got a lot of chills tonight with these messages, don't you, Robin? Excellent. Linnell says she's molding into her new career, which isn't clear yet, but she knows it's 100% spot on. So I'm staying in the forward lean. Excellent, Linnell. You're good at listening to yourself. That is for sure. You are good at listening to your guidance, and you're really good at listening to yourself. So most excellent. You keep, and you know what? That optimism is amazing. The optimism that you have, because, you know, when we have to make life changes or big transitions, then, you know, that can really wipe you out. But staying positive and staying optimistic really helps get through it faster, bigger, faster, brighter, lighter. Good for you. Robin says she's been hearing bells the whole time I've been on. Oh, cool. Let's see. Here we go. Gifts. Oh, Archangel Sandalphon again. This card, I think, is so beautiful. It's beautiful. Gifts from God. The angels are bringing you gifts from God. Open your arms to receive. So everybody, all of us together, we are now receiving and have been receiving gifts from God. So many gifts. Do you know? So many gifts we get on a daily basis. But just sitting here now and talking about all the things that we do for people, for each other, for ourselves, for one another. Oh boy, this is so beautiful. The angels are giving you these beautiful gifts from God. You know, your gifts are gifts from God. Your gifts of being able to do readings, of healing, your optimism, the light that you shine to others, all of these things are gifts from God, and they are designed to help you. They are designed to help you help others. They're designed because they're given to you because you're the light bearers. So those beautiful gifts of the connection with the divine and helping others as well as yourselves ascend, of being of service. Those are all gifts. Oh, goodness. That feels so good to hear. Oh, I love this message. I love this message. These gifts that we have from God, and the angels are handing them to us. Anna says, I'm not changing careers, but I'm fine-tuning to be doing more of my creative studio work. That's excellent, Anna. She makes the most beautiful silk, hand-dyed silk. Absolutely stunning. Stunning, infused with energy, healing energy, Reiki energy. Oh, they practically vibrate right there. You just pick them up and they vibrate. They're gorgeous. So I'm glad that you're, you know, I don't know how much more fine tuning. You're excellent at what you do. So good for you. And let's see. I always describe hearing the sound current as beautiful chime bells. Beautiful. And Richard's talking about, oh, we're getting a lot of rain right now. How exciting. We need rain around here. Richard says he gets the head cashier job coming around July and August. Yes. So good, Richard. Woo. And, you know, we've been talking about that, but you keep with your optimism and you keep using that optimism and that light that you kind of blow around you all the time. That helps other people. That helps other people. So don't forget that. Very important. When you go to work and maybe you're like, you know, I'm surrounded by dummies or morons or something, you know, sometimes when we get in that mode, especially if you're working in retail, just remember that you can turn that around with a thought, with an image, just one image of light shining from you. Just one image. All you have to do is picture it and bam, there you go, Richard, helping other people. And help, and as well as you getting yourself a nice job, nice promotion. So excellent. Excellent, excellent. Anna says Richard's dog, her dog, is named Luna. Aw. Oh, so nice to have you here, you guys. I have about 8 more minutes tonight. And I think there's a few of you out there maybe that would like a reading. If you would like one with the last couple of minutes, just let me know. Well, thank you, Anna. Anna says, I love you and your beautiful energy and angel messages. Aw, thank you, Anna. That's really very nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys are so sweet. All righty. Who would like an angel message? Got just a couple minutes left. I'm hearing this beautiful rain behind me, my dog snoring behind me in the rain. It's beautiful. You guys are hearing bells. Okay, not this deck. Let's see this one. Thank you very much, Anna. You're very special too. Anna has classes from time to time too. She talks about colors, color healing, color therapy. She really does amazing work. Got to check out Anna Champagne. Okay. This is for you, Richard. God box. I love this card too. I love all the cards. Any worries? And you know what? All of us can use this message. All of us. Write any worries, concerns, or desires on a piece of paper. And you put that piece of paper into a special container called a God box. And that way, you let go and you let God and the divine help you. So this way, you turn it over. You turn over your worries and your concerns and just say, here you go. Please help me with this. God, I'm worried about this. Here, you deal with it. So Richard, and I think every single one of us can use that. Secondly, this card came up earlier from my mom. Yes, and so it's coming up again. And the Ascended Masters are reminding us that they are there watching over each and every one of us and guiding us, sending their loving and healing light and insight. You know, this kind of reminds me of our family here, the Angels and Healing Light family. We're all sitting around in this beautiful circle, and we're all encased in this beautiful divine light, and there's so many blessings coming from above. This is like us. I love this. It's like we're all sitting here surrounded in this beautiful light, surrounded by angels and divine beings. Aw, gee whiz, I like that idea. That's what it reminds me of. Anna, sure thing, my dear lady. I would be happy to give you a message. So let's ask for Miss Anna. All right, there you go. One more card. I don't know how my dog can sleep through all this. Okay. Cancel, clear, and delete. This message for you, Anna, is from Archangel Michael. And please pay attention to the background color, because the next card is also talking about this color. So there's something, obviously this kind of cobalt indigo is Archangel Michael's energetic signature. But there's also something else there for you. Mm-hmm. But reminding you to use only positive words and thoughts as they manifest, right? Thoughts turn into things. Ask the angels to cancel the effect of any past negative feelings or thoughts. Cancel, clear, delete. Cancel, clear, delete. You know, anytime you can, oh my gosh. So sometimes maybe we just pop up with something negative. You can say, oh, cancel, clear, delete. Just get rid of it, just like that. Cancel, clear, delete. Secondly, here's the other indigo. So I don't know what the indigo has going on for you, Miss Anna, but this one is about the color. I don't know. He says you'll know what it means. Lastly, there it is again. Third eye chakra. Reminding you that it's safe for you to see the energy of love in all of its beautiful forms. And I know you know that already. I know you know that already. They are, so this color indigo is of cobalt and indigo is of significance for you. And you as the artist will understand what that means, I believe. All right. I got about 2 minutes left. So there you go, Anna. Oh, you have a color healing for vibrant life class starting soon. Beautiful. Let's see. Donna Marie from Ireland. Hi, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Nice to have you here, young lady. Message for you from the angels tonight, Donna Marie, is about clearing yourself. Asking the angels to release any toxic energies that you may have absorbed. Any energies that we have moved. You can just ask Archangel Michael to take this flaming sword of love and light and cut any toxic cords and ties that no longer serve your highest and greatest good. So that is for you, Miss Donna Marie. I hope you can come back next Monday. My show ends in about 1 minute. And I am hoping to see you again next Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern time here. All right, Colleen, let's see, I'm going to wrap this up. Your dear friend, I'm sorry about that. You have the loss of your friend. Are the angels protecting them? The angels are protecting him. Not only are protecting him, but they surrounded him and carried him in a cocoon of love. As he made his way from the earth to the heavenly realms, he's surrounded by the most gentle love that you can possibly imagine, Colleen. Just exquisitely tender and kind and loving and compassionate. He is in, surrounded by love, surrounded by light, and he is in good hands. They want you to know that he's being cared for with exquisite tenderness and love. I hope you find that helpful. Thank you, everybody, for coming in tonight and joining the Angels and Healing Light Circle here on Goldilocks Productions. Please come back Monday night at 8 o'clock. You can always reach me to set up a one-on-one reading, an in-depth reading, and get so much more information. But until next Monday with Ruth Saltman as my guest, I will see you all then. Have a safe, a beautiful, a healthy, and a happy, and a joyful week.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and
other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.